Rayanna here. Just want to let you know before we get started that this episode contains a very frank and graphic discussion of sexuality. If you're not sure if this episode is for you or not, consider if any of the following offends you in any way. Adult language, pornography, 50 Shades of Grey, the books, not those awful movies, and pretty much every article about sex featured in Cosmo magazine. So, if you're cool with all of those, we can get started. Let me ask you a question. How much time have you spent seeking out self-help? How many books have you bought and maybe even actually read? Gurus have you listened to? Episodes of Oprah have you watched? Cosmo or Maxim magazines have you flipped through? Seeking a change in your life you desperately want and not really attaining it. All of these things could work, yet in most cases, they don't. That's the paradox of life. My name is Rayanna. We will uncover and ask the tricky questions, unabashed by political correctness. I may not have all the answers, but we will dig deep. We can laugh about the silliness of people and complain about the ridiculousness of life. One thing I've learned, you can't be all things to everyone, but I know for sure that you must be true to yourself. Welcome to the Just Be You podcast. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slow. So, hey, I was thinking about sex. Yep, it's true. And while scientifically it might be true that as a woman I think of sex less often than men, I have to admit I think about it a lot. And I have plenty of girlfriends that also think about sex about as often as I do, which is why I can't believe that I am the exception rather than the rule if so many women are doing the same thing I am. Case in point, Cosmo headlines, seriously. For like 75 years, they've been selling us the same headlines over and over. If sex sells and women are buying, that must mean we are thinking about sex. I mean, do you know why Cosmo magazine is so successful? It's because of the sex. They have a formula that works for headlines. It sells every month and never tells you anything that new. They just rework what we already know, and there is always, always a headline about sex. How to have better sex tonight. What men really think about in bed. Yes, we've discovered the double orgasm. Inside his sex brain, find out exactly what he's thinking. 24 sexy moves to power up your love life. The sex other women are having. Sex tips so hot you'll get turned on just reading them. How to look hotter naked. Sex goddess secrets. The key to being amazing in bed. Ooh, the sex factor. The hottest moves his ex didn't know. Men's sex secrets. Can you handle the truth? 4 things all confident women do in bed. Get exactly what you really want in bed. Exactly where to touch a naked man. Bad girl sex. 21 mind-blowing sex moves. His number one sex fantasy. What he wants to see during sex. 12 kinky quickies. Crazy hot sex. The best he's ever had. Next level sex. Advanced moves only Cosmo can teach you. And 78 ways to turn him on. Yeah. Those are all really headlines on Cosmo magazines. Okay, so in the interest of fairness, let's look at some of the Maxim headlines for you gents out there. How to be a god in bed and at work. Double your sex. Put your one-night stands on repeat. Sex she'll thank you for. Hello, my name is Horny. The joy of reunion sex. Supermodel pickup tips. 5,000 women want you to know what they want in bed. See any patterns? I mean, apparently, we're all a little insecure. And we're all dying to know what the opposite sex is thinking about us, about sex, about our performance. Why are we so interested in this thing, this elusive fantasy that we can have better sex? Why aren't we already having better sex? I'll tell you why. Because we are lazy. People are fucking lazy. And when they get into a relationship, they get even lazier. Sex. Ugh. It's required, dutiful, obligatory. Well, that's fucking hot, right? So an entire business model is based on the fact that every month people are still trying to figure it out. How to make sex better. Wait, pardon me. What I meant was we read about it, but not everyone's going to do anything about actually making the sex better. They're just going to think about it, pine for a man willing to go the distance for you in bed, and hope that that donut you just ate doesn't go straight to your hips because you hate going to the gym. That's why women pour through magazines trying to figure out that missing piece, read romance novels about golden-haired, chiseled-body Fabio, and why men watch raunchy, hardcore porn and go to strip clubs, to engage their imaginations, to escape the monotony of planned, common, boring sex. And, dun-da-da-da, that's why people cheat. Because they're lazy, and no one wants to step it up and get out of the rut. They've already tuned out of their regularly scheduled program. The plane fucking left the gate and that ship fucking sailed. So there we are, on the far shore of what the fuck is next, and decide, hey, let's go to the bar and see what's hanging around. Or worse, start trolling social media. There's a little bit of disparity between what women do to excite themselves and what men do. She lets someone else paint a picture for her, and he lets another woman become the picture. P.S. Not hating on men here, so stay with me. Back to porn. You've seen some, right? Are you familiar with the vastness of categories online porn has? Like 52 or whatever categories that are geared toward men, and only a few for women categories. So off the top of my head, I can think of teen, anal, POV, amateur, hardcore, gangbang, big ass, BBW, mature, for women, lesbian, hentai, BDSM, ebony, and of course, DP. If any of those didn't make sense, you're definitely too young to be listening to this, or far too out of touch with the topic of sex, and should skip this episode now. All right, ladies, here's the secret. Men need variety. Sure, they have a standard go-to type, just like they have a certain type of women they are into, but occasionally they want and need to change things up. So don't look at him crazy when he tries to pull a stunt in the bedroom, and give some thought on how you can cultivate the energy and excitement of being his mistress every once in a while, so that he doesn't go find one. Quite frankly, I find the shit in the women category pretty goddamn boring. Sure, honey, I know you like DP category too, but do you really? Oh good, you really are like me. Let's proceed. So here's the truth. Most people are happy enough to get any sex. Most people are just glad someone wants to do the dirty with them. Most people will tell you their sex life is fine. Maybe a little boring, but fine. Why? Why is sex still taboo? Why are guys fist bumping over having multiple women on speed dial, but women are whores if they casually date? Even women hate on women who casually date. And casual dating, what is that? An excuse to have sex without commitment? A way to have great nights out without commitment? We will assume for the purpose of this soliloquy that commitment equals baggage. Oh, you don't think you have baggage? Are you an adult? You have baggage. Stop being so high and mighty. Anyone who made it out of childhood has some fucking baggage. Does anyone even really know how to date? I mean, date without sleeping with someone just because they bought you dinner. I have a buddy who was out with a new girl, and we asked the girl he was with in a sort of tongue-in-cheek way if she slept with him the first night. Her response was, well, no, he took me out for sushi, then I went home with him. Insert giggle here. I mean, I forgive her. She's like 22. But really, ladies, no wonder. Okay, I see you there scowling at your phone. That's not you. You're different and have high standards. Great, let's talk about those. You never went home after just 3 dates? How about on week 2? After too many drinks? I know. You guys had such great energy. You were really getting each other. So that one time doesn't count. And it didn't count when you were back in college, because you learned the lesson. And now you have a 5-date rule. Fucking awesome. Okay, you really are better than the rest of us. I've had those rules too. I've had times in my life where those rules flew out the window. Today it's more of just knowing who I am. Underneath the layers of a self-imposed identity crisis, once I figured out what I needed, what makes me tick, I don't need the rules to keep everything in order. I just need to be genuine and authentic. Apparently, I have a proclivity for, the taboo in the bedroom, and I am unabashed by my desire to reach into the depths of ecstasy and darkness. And I can't believe that I'm the only one. Perhaps for many, it's more of a curiosity where mine is knowledge. But if I were the only one, passion parties and 50 Shades of Grey would never have been a hit. Because, let's be honest, the bulk of the writing was, meh. Sorry, Miss James. Side note, the emails in the book were absolutely on point. And it took the world by storm. So many women delving into this part of their femininity that had been obscured and was now mainstream. And hell, girlfriend, now you can even talk to your friends about it and not bow your head with embarrassment if they catch a glimpse of your welted ass or rope burn on your wrists. And passion parties, have you been to one? Basically, it's a Tupperware party but with sex toys. You and your girlfriends drinking and talking about all the things you want to do with your men, or wish your men would do. You buy a hot new vibrator, lube, and a set of beads on a string that is apparently going to feel amazing in your ass. You leave primed, hot, and fucking bothered. Suddenly, new life throbbing in your clitoris. Really feeling ready to explore new territory with your man. And armed with the artillery to make this shit happen. Hopefully, when you arrived home, he was ready to go. And not weirded out and retarded over your new toys you wanted to try out. Dude, get a grip. Your woman wants to try new things with you. That's a good thing. And better than her wanting to try new things with someone else. Which, by the way, will happen if you don't man up and play with her and her new pink dildo. Hey, actually, this is what men feel like when they leave the strip club. They want to fuck your brains out when they get home. And you just sit there, glaring, judging, driving a wedge between you and his enormous hard-on and passionate hot sex. You bitch. Be his own personal slut. Stop it with the drama. Letting him rule over you in the bedroom is seriously empowering. In a world of women trying to get ahead in the man's world, in management and sales and performance reviews and so many industries, don't you think it's interesting that anthropologically speaking, men and women have been different and exercise power differently for, let's see, approximately 2 million years, give or take a million years. And it's only been in the last 100 or so years that women went to work. P.S. We've always worked, just not in brick and mortar buildings. Okay, so a million years ago, men and women, right? Men went off alone and hunted and killed and exercised violence and power and came home to be celebrated victorious. Women stayed back, cared for the children, created tradition, passed on stories, created culture. Women gathered together. And when warriors came back, they were celebrated. Now, I wasn't alive back then, and I'm not a historian, but I think that when the guys arrived back at the cave, the women weren't sitting there tapping their toe and getting in dick-measuring ego contests with them. Women have gotten so off track. I've managed entire departments of men and not had to get into an ego battle with them. Why? Because I know how and when to let them be victorious. I know when I make them win, I win. And I have more power because I know how to give up power. I'm not meek. I'm playing with the right tools. My best tool is my softness, my tenderness, my mind, and my mouth, crafted and honed into sex appeal. Actually, as I'm writing this right now, my man's giving me that burning stare. I can tell. He's about ready to grab me by the throat, which actually hurts a little more than usual because he practically broke my larynx the other night. So it's not an empty threat, and it's because he cares. He's forcing me to get real and raw with you guys. Sometimes we have to be willing to bare our soul with someone. I love soft, tender, romantic, but only if it's got a healthy balance of some serious, hardcore, heavy-handed, charged-up, passionate fury with it. And maybe I like it when it goes just a hair too far. I used to think that if I found someone I had good sex with, notice I did not say fantastic, amazing, or mind-blowing, that would mean I had found a potential relationship. But I have to say, I've had some good sex, but good sex does not equal satisfying, committed relationship. I wish those two things were synonymous. Apparently, they are not. Now, I have had some amazing sex in a committed relationship, but it generally seems more like a mythical creature. And I think the reason for this is, again, laziness. Why the fuck are people so lazy? Like, listen, I do not easily orgasm. I just can't go out and have a fling and get my rocks off. My clit is a fucking bitch. She has to be courted. So generally, I have to find someone whose darkness reaches mine. And then I have to excavate myself from all of my ideas about how in control I am supposed to be all the time to let someone in, all the way in, to see me as I am. My ability to have an orgasm is directly connected to my mind. And my mind is on patrol, code red, and leery of outsiders. New dates are definitely outsiders. And anyone who's unfamiliar with my territory. So basically everyone's a fucking alien. There is no passing go, no collecting $200 until there is a connection. And then sometimes we get lucky and we get Park Place. We get to experience something with someone that changes us. Moments that enrapture. And some things leave a mark, etched in the timeline of your life. I'm not sure when it occurred exactly, but I was given the need to rescind my ego, to pull back my preconceived ideas about what it should feel like, what I need to act and look like, and how heavy-handed it is acceptable to be, how wild we are allowed to be when we climax in front of someone. I like having my senses pushed to the threshold. In fact, I deeply crave it. And someone willing to risk drawing outside the lines with me. He does. One night, as I recovered my senses, he looked tenderly with a burning gaze and asked, "Are you sure you're okay?" A glint in my eye and a coy smile turned up the corners of my mouth as I whispered, "There's darkness inside of me." The usurper won. He always wins because I want him to. So you're bored. Okay, good. Let it cause you pain and then try this idea on for size. Do something out of character. Break out of the mold. You have to trust that deep desire within you to be wild and to let yourself lose control with someone. So you read the book or saw the movie for 50 Shades of Grey. Try it. Give up your power to him, girlfriend, because by giving up the power, you make yours greater. Men, You guys, women want you to notice us, period. We want you to care if we orgasm. We want you to be interesting. We want a provider. We want security. We want to be comfortable in our skin with you, and we want to be fucked hard and soft. We want you to go out of your way. We want fucking first responders able to resuscitate us from this coma we slipped under from the monotony. Guys, let's be clear about this. Size matters only to a certain extent. I mean, really small is obviously not going to work for some women. And conversely, enormous dicks come with their own set of issues, like not fitting into small spaces and having trouble staying hard. So basically, average cocks are all fine. Attitude, ability, desire to please, attention to detail all go way further than a lump of flesh that thinks it needs an award for being 10 inches but has no fucking driver's license. Also, gentlemen, don't be afraid to try a cock ring or a small butt plug a time or two just to see if it takes your sex life up a notch. Don't be a fucking prude. There are so many rules for sex and relationships and labels that imply conditions. Why are we taking the freedom out of it? There is beauty and simplicity in relieving yourself of the intellectual chains that bind you. There are different levels of sex and relationships and levels of maturity required for them. Remember back in high school how jealousy ruled the love relationship? Oh my God, he's talking to that girl, or he's chem partners with that bitch. And the only way to wade through the muck was to try and possess the person you had a crush on. Hopefully you grew out of that and learn how to read people and give people a little more space to fucking breathe. Then after we lost our virginity, we started wielding our sex drive and prowess, or lack thereof, like a fucking switchblade, sleeping with anyone who will let you into their pants. And you think it to yourself as you leave the bar with some floozy, it's just a fuck, don't really know them, don't really care. And then there's the convenience of friends with benefits. Yeah, fucking someone you're cool with, without the commitment. And then there's relationship sex, where all the hang-ups usually show up and you get a chance to get over them all if you're just willing to take it to the next level. You know, playing house with someone is easy, but getting really raw and vulnerable and revealing those deepest desires, that is risk. That's scary, but it's worth it. And that's what commitment should be about, not mutual bank accounts and bills. Mature sexuality is knowing who you are and what you like, and being willing to fucking ask for it. I think women want really great sex as much as the next guy. When a woman finds a man that understands her, she will jump through hoops from him. Just like when a man feels appreciated, he will go the extra mile. So, pay attention to your partner. Selfishness cannot satisfy another person, in bed or out, man or woman. Want to have better sex? Get out of your head, your fears, your insecurities. Stop focusing on anything that's lacking and zero in on what drives your lover wild. Lick that spot. You know the one. Watch some porn with him. Choke on his cock. Notice when their eyes light up and burn with desire. Then do more of that, even if it feels awkward, messy, or dirty. You might find out you like it. So whether you're all for raunchy sex all the time, or need a little bit of coaxing to get into the mood, doesn't matter if you're seriously vanilla, or you never ever color inside the lines, find someone that gets you, and dive into whatever depths interest and sustain you. And for fuck's sake, just be you. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make Just Be You podcast is written and produced by Rayanna Morrow and co-produced and edited by Dana Buckler of Hidden Productions in Ocala, Florida. You can always contact me with questions or comments at justbeyoupodcast@gmail.com. Links to all of our social media are available on this episode's show notes. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe and or leave a review on whatever podcast platform you use to listen. Once again, thank you for listening to the Just Be You podcast.